Changing consumer habits and a pandemic shuttered many movie theaters across the country, but some independent art house theaters have managed to buck that trend. WHYY's Kenny Cooper reports. A small chain of nonprofit movie theaters in the suburbs of Philadelphia and South Jersey. Well, it's thriving thanks to Barbenheimer and its loyal patrons.
You might have seen the obituary of the movie theater written over and over again. Whether it be from the rise of streaming platforms or pandemic shutdowns, movie theater corporations like AMC and Cineworld are struggling. But in 2023, audiences returned to cinemas in packs, in large part due to director Greta Gerwig's Barbie.
It's the best day ever.
It is the best day ever. So is yesterday, and so is tomorrow, and every day from now until forever.
And Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer, a biopic about the father of the atomic bomb.
Keep everyone there until it's done.
The cultural phenomenon of watching Barbie and Oppenheimer back-to-back, also known as Barbenheimer, was a big deal for the movie industry. While these blockbusters weren't enough to rescue the giants of the silver screen, business at some of the quaint neighborhood theaters was better than ever in 2023.
I have to say a huge thank you to Greta Gerwig and Chris Nolan for releasing their films at the same week time.
Chris Collier is the executive director of Renew Theaters. Renew Theaters is a nonprofit operating four cinemas in the suburbs of Philadelphia and New Jersey. Renew runs the Ambler Theater in Ambler, the County Theater in Doylestown, the Highway Theater in Jenkintown, and the Princeton Garden Theater in Princeton. Collier says Barbenheimer was huge for Renew.
I'll say at the County Theater in Doylestown, last year was actually a record-setting year. It was our highest box office ever. Barbie was our number one film of all time. It was
in its 30 years of operation, Barbie became the first film to rake in more than $100,000 for the County Theater. Barbie was also the number one movie at the Ambler and Highway Theaters in 2023. Meanwhile, Oppenheimer was Princeton Garden's top earner. The four Renew-operated theaters are experiencing signs of life after a rough few years during the height of the pandemic. Collier credits loyal members who revived the theaters when they were on life support.
Day-to-day ticket sales and concession, like that pays for, you know, the regular movies that we show. Membership really allows us to take care of our historic buildings and to program films that are not linked specifically to box office potential.
Meet Jason Marsowitz and Stacey Borans, a husband and wife from Chalfont. They're a producer couple.
Now, when you say producer couple, what does that mean?
So it's just a type of membership that they have. So it covers both of us, and that's what they call it, is a producer couple. I'm sure that there's some sort of discounted rate versus two individual memberships.
Borans views a trip to one of the Renew theaters as a unique adventure.
They can really be a different type of movie experience than you would think of going to, you know, a Regal or an AMC. I think it's very important for people to be aware of these types of venues and the type of great experiences you can have here.
Marsowitz says the small art house theaters are more personal and offer curated events and films that cater to everyone.
The community wants to see movies on the big screen, but they don't necessarily want to see blockbusters, new blockbusters all the time. They love to see Airplane again and Casablanca again and Key Largo and just The Road Warrior. All these films have an audience, and it's great seeing them on the big screen.
The history behind these theaters is also what keeps patrons connected. Take the case of the Ambler Theater. Warner Brothers first opened the Ambler Theater in 1928 with a showing of Our Dancing Daughters. At the time, the borough of Ambler had a major asbestos factory, which served as the economic driver for the community.
It ran pretty well until about the 50s, and then, you know, with changes in terms of television, suburbanization. It also turns out asbestos is bad. The town kind of folded, and the theater fell into harder times.
Since then, the theater has undergone many periods of renewal and hardship. Bernadette Daugherty, founding board member of the Ambler Theater, says the theater also survived because of the support of its loyal members and the relationship of trust the theater shares with the community. The pandemic shuttered the Ambler Theater and the other Renew locations for 15 months, and yet they reopened and welcomed guests once the restrictions were slowly lifted.
Even though when we were closed, people still kept their memberships up. They still supported us financially because we just told them. We were very transparent. We told them exactly where we were and what we needed, and they came through for us. So that loyalty is huge.
Daugherty says over the years, different shops and restaurants have sprung up around the Ambler Theater, almost as if to lift it up. These days, it's become a community anchor point. On a recent afternoon, Carol Green traveled with her friends to the theater from Chestnut Hill. They were there to see the French film A Taste of Things.
And having it be local, supported, membership-based, and of course an old building that they were able to renovate, I mean, to save, I guess, a pretty historic building in Ambler,
an old vaudeville theater.
Just add that much more to the community.
In some ways, the theater's revival has mirrored Ambler's own revitalization story.
Everybody loves the theater, and the thought of losing it for good because of the pandemic or because our numbers were so low, they weren't going to let that happen. It was, I said loyalty three times now, but it is loyalty and it is ownership and it is a sense of community and it is a sense of place. They want their theater, they want their town to thrive, not just survive.
And thrive it will. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.